Hallelujah. Are you glad to be in the presence of God? Yes. Lift your hands and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you sure you are shouting hallelujah or you are murmuring? Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you pay tax on almost everything, but they have not taxed your voice. So lift up your hands and shout hallelujah. Amen. I like to say to you, friends, that if you fail in life, God is not going to say sorry to you. Because God has given you all it takes to excel in life. Glory be to God. I was there last month. I was in the UK last month. Precisely, I left on the 31st. And I remember the last Sunday of the month, I ministered in the morning in Glasgow. I ministered in the evening in Wolverhampton. And I returned to London the same night. And then left the country Tuesday. From Wednesday, which is the last day of the month of November, to date, I have not had a day of rest except yesterday. Not because I want to just get busy, but simply because if you are valuable, life will place a demand on you. Did you hear what I said? If you are valuable, if your life is impactful, life itself will place a demand on you. I'm praying to God that this weekend, the Lord will impart you. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. I like to celebrate Pastor Demola and the wife. Thank you so much for this great privilege. Amen. I may not really know Pastor Demola, but I have to say this, that I sincerely know he's a man of integrity. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, let me not say much about that tonight, but I just know that he's a man of, I celebrate you, sir, and mine in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John chapter 7, verse 8. I'd like us to do more of reading tonight, tomorrow night, if the Lord permits. We'll pray, and Sunday, I believe God will use it to impart us. Glory be to Jesus. John chapter 7, verse 18. Can we read together? One, two, go. Bible says, he who speaks about himself. In other words, when you begin to praise yourself, you are seeking your own glory. Glory be to Jesus. No wonder Apostle Paul said to us in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, he said, forgetting about the past. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 12. I want us to do something in about 5 minutes before we move on tonight. When the righteous rejoice, there is a great glory. When the righteous do what?
Rejoice.
I can't hear you.
Rejoice.
I can't hear you.
Rejoice.
You know, do we know the reason why we are struggling to speak out? It's not because we are tired, but it is simply because we don't believe in what we are confessing. And it's in the scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what it is written, I believe, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore we speak. When you believe in a cause, you don't struggle to say it out. There is no struggling in you once you believe in what you are saying. Have you ever seen a man struggling to call his name before? Because he believed that is his name. Tonight, in about 5 minutes, just like Proverbs 28 verse 12 said, that he who, when the righteous rejoice, that God brings down great glory. This weekend, I'm trusting the Lord that it shall be a weekend of impact. Amen. It will turn your night today. Jehovah himself will move you forward.
Amen.
He will turn you from the bottom to the top.
Amen.
God will do the unimaginable in your life.
Amen.
He will surprise you beyond expectation.
Amen.
And I know that the name of the Lord will be glorified.
Amen.
Wherever you are tonight, just lift up your hands and let's worship the Lord. Lift your hands above your head and say something to him from the depth of your heart. Bible says, when the righteous rejoice, it said there is a great glory. Psalm 67 verse 5, it said, let the people praise thee, O God. It said, let the people praise thee. It said, their heart shall yield increase. It said, even the Lord their God shall bless them. Can you please lift your hands above your head? Please help me, please. Lift your hands above your head and let's worship him. Say something to him from the depth of your heart. Tell him he's good. Tell him he's kind. Don't worry. Just everybody, tell him he's faithful. I can hear you, friends. And if you can worship him in the Holy Spirit, please go ahead and do. Romans chapter 8 verse 6. He said, to be carnally minded is dead. He said, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Somebody lift your hands above your head and let's worship Jesus here. Say to him, he's the King of glory. Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are kind. Can I hear you say, Lord, you are wonderful, my Lord. You are excellent. Everybody lift up your voice and say,
excellent is your power.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you are wonderful.
Oh, my God.
You are excellent.
Excellent
is your name. Glory and honor be to you. For
for we are prayed in Jesus' name. And the people of God will say louder, amen. God bless you, choir. Isaiah chapter 40. I'd like us to read verse 28 together and verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40, let's read verse 28 together and verse 31. Want to go? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I don't like the way we are reading the word of God here. Read as if there is life in you. Nobody is going to arrest you. Want to go? That the everlasting God, the Lord and the creator of the heavens and neither faints nor is weary, and his understanding is unsearchable. Verse 31, but those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Beginning from tonight, as you walk, you will not faint. Amen. I can hear you, amen. Amen. As you run, you will not be weary. Amen. And in the name that is above all name, before the end of this conference, you will begin to soar. Amen. If you are saying amen, come and go ahead and say amen. Amen. I like us to understand that when you lack the understanding of what you are doing, the abuse is inevitable. I can read through the eyes of many of us, and I can be able to say to us that most likely we don't even know why we are here. I like to understand that it's not as if I'm passing through this land and our pastor said, oh, come and bless us. This conference is a conference that God laid in his heart. God gave him the team, soaring like the eagle. Now, how important is the conference? We must first of all understand that Amos chapter 3 verse 7, the Bible says, he says, surely God will not do anything except he will first of all reveal it to his servants, the prophet. So what we are doing this weekend is a product of revelation. Glory be to Jesus. Now, kindly let me share with you two things about revelation. Your understanding of revelation takes you higher in life. Galatians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Apostle Paul was speaking. He said, after 14 years, he said, I went up. And in verse 2, he said, I went up by revelation. Mark chapter 16, verses 16 to 18, Jesus Christ called the meeting. And I said, who do people say I am? And they giving him a lot of answers. So he turned to Peter. He said, who do you say I am? And Peter said to him, he said, thou art Christ. So he replied, Peter, he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but by my Father which is in heaven. And he said to him, he said, Simon, upon you will I build the church. He said, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. And he said to himself, I have given you the keys to the kingdom. So this meeting is a product of revelation. Now hear me clearly. In every meeting that is a product of revelation, what makes you to maximize your portion is not in the speaker. It's in your sensitivity. What you go home with after this conference is not about our pastor. It's not about the pastor's wife. It's not about me. It's about how sensitive you are. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19. He said, for we have more sure words of prophecy that it pays you to pay attention to it. It pays you. It's in your interest to pay attention to it. He said, for there are stars that rises in the heart. He said, for there are stars that rise, I mean, turns your darkness into light. How sensitive are you to the move of God this weekend? Praise God. I can't hear you. Praise God. That's number one. Number two, by the time you go to that scripture, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, the Bible says there, he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, in the human way of experiencing God, what should I follow is that they will run and never be weary. Or they will walk and not faint. He said, and it, after that, they will run and not be weary. Then they will mount up wings like eagle. But that's not the order of God for our lives. That's not what God expects from us. Because if that is what God expects from us, John chapter 4, verse 37 and 38 will not be in the season. In verse 37 of John chapter 4, the Bible says, he said, hearing is the saying true. He said, another man soweth. He said, but I have brought you into what you sow not. Can we read it? I sent you to reap for which you have bestowed no labor. Others have labored and you have entered into their labor. I can hear your amen.
Amen.
Now, if it is run, if it is walking first, and after walking, then you run, and after running, you now consider if you can fly, then Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11 will not be in existence. For I have seen under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to men of understanding, nor riches to men of skill. He said, but everything happeneth according to time and chance. If what we believe that life is all about is to first of all walk, and after walking, you run. After running, you then fly. Then there will not have been Romans chapter 9, verse 16. So therefore, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. There will not have been Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Listen to me tonight. I stand in the office of a prophet to decree. And if you can see it, that beginning from tonight, may the order change.
Amen.
Look at the way you are saying it because you can't see it. If you can see it, then you can say a louder amen.
Amen.
If you can see it, your amen can be louder.
Amen.
The order will change in your life.
Amen.
Beginning from now, you will begin to fly. Where your mates are crawling, you will begin to fly. Where your mates are running, you will begin to fly. Quickly, number three, friends, you must understand that the kingdom we have found ourselves is a mysterious kingdom. And until you understand the mystery of the kingdom, you may not likely get the best of the kingdom. Nicodemus came to Jesus in John chapter 3, beginning from verse 3. And he said, what will a man do to inherit the kingdom? And Jesus replied him. He said, except a man be born again. He said, he cannot see the kingdom. So he said, what are you talking about? He said, do I have to enter my mother's womb again? And Jesus Christ went a bit deeper and said to him, except you are born of water and of the spirit, He said, you cannot enter. Jesus Christ was speaking to us in Mark chapter 4, verse 11. He said, for I will not have you ignorant of the mysteries of the kingdom. Every time you are ignorant of the mystery, you can't get anything from the kingdom. Glory be to Jesus. It's not fake. Something happened, you know, I'm sure most likely the testimony should be on the Facebook. We had a meeting last year, you know, in House of Praise, in Grace, in Excess. And a lady that the mom was banned from applying for UK visa for 7 years was in that meeting. And we're talking about what you see is what you become that night. And she received the word. Encouraged the mom to reapply even when the 7 years has not left. The mother reapplied without considering the false ban they had placed. They removed, waved it away and gave her the visa. Because this kingdom is a mysterious kingdom. The reason why we don't get the best of the kingdom is simply because we don't understand that the kingdom is a mysterious kingdom. In Romans chapter 11 verse 25, Apostle Paul was speaking to us. He said, you should not be ignorant of the mysteries of the kingdom, so that you will not be wise in your own understanding. Many of us are already wise, simply because we don't understand the mystery of the kingdom. If you really understand that this kingdom is mysterious, and until you are able to decode the mystery of the kingdom, you can't get the best of the kingdom. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hope I'm not offending you. You see, while I was coming, I asked the brother, I said, are we prayer-based or word-based? Because if it's prayer-based, we can begin to pray now. Every demon around your life, die! And you know, I've come to realize that it is ignorance of who you are that brings such prayers. Because if the Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 5 that the light shines in darkness and darkness cannot comprehend. If the Bible, you say somebody is tracing your path, where is John chapter 3 verse 8? The wind bloweth. Where is coming from? Where is going to? We don't know. So shall it be everyone that is born of God. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Beginning from tonight, may the Lord change the order. Amen. I can't hear you. Amen. Amen. Come on, say the Lord will change the order. Amen. Help me announce to three of your neighbors. Say the Lord will change the order. Can you say it loud and clear? Can you say it loud and clear? Can you say it loud and clear? Beginning from now, look at that neighbor and say, beginning from now. Excuse me. Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. He said, as you have said in my hearing, so shall I do unto you. Look at that neighbor and say, beginning from now. Where your mates are crawling, you will begin to fly. Say to that neighbor, say, neighbor, beginning from now, where your mates are struggling, you will begin to fly. You will not crawl again. May the Lord make you to soar. And if you have prayed that prayer, come on, say the loudest amen. Now, the question that I'd like to ask us tonight, or that we must ask ourselves, is that, how do we soar? How do we receive the wings of the great eagle. Revelation chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. In verse 13, the Bible says, there was a woman that was persecuted because she brought forth a male child. And in verse 14, the Bible says, and the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly to her place. Now, please take note, every time you need a change in life, what you must do is to turn to God. What did I say? I can't hear you. Can you say it loud and clear? Can you say it loud and clear? Can you say it loud and clear? Why must you turn to him? 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. He said, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, he taketh away the veil. It doesn't matter who you are. When you turn to him, he takes the veil away. He takes the veil away. He takes the veil away. The woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5 verse 25 to 29 said in her heart, if only I can touch but the hem of his garment. In Mark chapter 10 verses 46 to 49, blind Bartimaeus, they told him to keep quiet, but they shouted him more. Because once you turn to God, he takes the veil away. Hosea chapter 6 verse 1. The Bible says, he said, come, let us return to God. He said, he has torn us. He said, he will heal us. He said, he has wounded us. He said, he will bind us. And in verse 2, he said, after 2 days, he will revive us. And on the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight. I join my faith with your faith. By the time this conference will end on Sunday, I pray for you by the mercies of God. May you have changed levels. Amen. May you have changed levels. Amen. May you have changed levels. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. An encounter that will change your story. An encounter that will change your person. An encounter that will change your life. In the name of Jesus. How many of us know this man that they call Benny Hinn? You know him? What do you really know about him? Healing. Yes. What do you know about him? How many of us know that he was born as a stammerer? And that his teacher said to him, he can't amount to anything. But when he turned to God, God touched his tongue and the story changed. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So the moment you turn to him, come on, say to your neighbor, turn to God. Turn to God. Can you say it as if you mean it? Can you say it loud and clear? Can you say it loud and clear? Can you shout it and say, neighbor? It's time to turn to God. Now, I want to take a step further tonight and we'll quickly be rounding up. That when you turn to him, let's go and read 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 5. 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 5. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Everybody read loud and clear. Maybe you, where you have sought, can you put eternal to God? Want to go. As long as he turned to God, God did what? Can I have a witness? God made him to. I join my faith with your faith. As many that will turn to him this week, may God prosper you.
Amen.
I can't hear you. Amen.
Amen.
May God prosper you.
Amen.
Whatever is in your hand, God will multiply.
Amen.
God will surprise you.
Amen.
He will increase you on every side.
Amen.
Now, one of the proofs of turning to him is what I want us to look at tonight. How do you really turn to him? Number one, I mean, kindly understand that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without what?
Faith.
Without what?
Faith.
It is what?
Impossible.
To please God. Let's quickly dwell on the word faith tonight. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The evidence of things not seen and the hope of things to come. Verse 2, Hebrews chapter 11. The Bible says, he said, by faith, he said, the elders obtained good report. In verse 3, the Bible says, he said, by faith, he said, we understand. In verse 10, 9 and 10, he was talking about Abraham. He said he dwell in tents and in tabernacle with Isaac and the covenant. And in verse 10, he said, and they look forward to a city whose maker and builder is God. Verse 11, the Bible says, he said, and Sarah received strength to conceive by faith. Verse 33, the Bible says, he said, they subdue kingdoms. He said they turned the enemy to flight. He said, and women received their dead back to life. But all of these things, when you put them together, and try and compress them to verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 11. He who must come to God must believe he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, let me quickly go deeper on the word faith tonight by saying, number one, faith is beyond what you believe. Glory be to Jesus. What then is faith? Faith is to have a corresponding confidence in what you believe. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, the Bible says there, it said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. Do what? Praise the Lord. I think we need to pray. Because I sense we are not just assimilating all of these things that I'm saying. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Faith is to confess and have a corresponding confidence in what you had confessed. Somebody say, I can't die young. Can you say that as if you mean it? Can you say it loud and clear? 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 Now, if for example now something happened that we need for you to speak, what will first come out of your mouth? That was a day I had an accident, and it was a bit fatter. And they looked at me while they were trying to rescue me. The people started saying, oh, this leg is gone. Oh, this leg is gone. oh, this leg is gone. And as they said, this leg is gone, I will reply them and say, not my leg. Because faith is beyond what you confess. Faith is to have a corresponding confidence. He said, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. For example, if you say to yourself now, before 10 a.m. tomorrow, whatever I'm looking for, God will have provided. And you doubt not in your heart, it will happen. Praise the Lord. That's number one. Faith. Once you have a corresponding confidence in what you believe, it brings you greater glory. You can never, never be the same. You can't. You can't. You can't. Look at it this way. In John chapter 1, verse 46, Nathanael said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Unknown to him that in Luke chapter 1, verse 26, the angel had visited Nazareth. It's because the Bible says there, he said, in the sixth month, he said, angel was sent to a city in Nazareth. A village in Galilee called Nazareth. So he said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? In verse 50, Jesus asked him a question. He said, I see you under a fig tree. He said, do you believe? And when he was not quick to answer, Jesus said to him, he said, greater things than these will you see. And in verse 51, he now followed it up. He said, once you believe, afterwards, he said, for I see the heaven open. There is no believer that his story can remain the same. Excuse me, I say the truth to you tonight. If you are stuck and your life is not moving forward, don't blame the devil. Ask yourself if you are a believer. My friend, myself that is standing before you tonight, I'd love to share my story. As at the time I was in primary 6, I could not communicate in English language. As at the time I finished primary school, I've shared it over and over. They don't call me by my name, they call me Baba Akure. Not because I'm from Akure, because the conventional Yoruba dialect, this normal one, I was not able to communicate. How did God turn my story around? Every believer becomes the product of Psalm 126. We were like them that dream. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. Friends, I can't remember the last time I flew on economy, yet I had no background. They asked Bishop Idahosa, how were you able to accomplish all these great heights? He said, on the wings of faith. Many of us are stuck because coming to church is different from believing in him. Because it is what you believe that follows you. It is what you believe that you become. Apostle Ayobaba Babalola, some of us that will know him, he went to a mountain to pray and he was thirsty. And as he looked at the mountain and said to God, oh God, but there is water inside this rock. And as he touched the rock, water began to flow from that rock. To date, water is still flowing from that rock. What do you really believe? It is what you believe that you become. John chapter 1 verse 12, as many that received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. Those who believe in him. I'd like to challenge us tonight. The people we left at home, they are not the same place we left there. I went to eat somewhere, in London, and the lady was saying she received a call from Nigeria, and she started shouting on the phone. Do you guys think that we get money on the street here? Saying all kind of things. So by the time she rounded up, finished, I said to her, I said, you are the one that is making us back at home to feel as if, money is everywhere here. I said, by the time you look for a very good place, you snap yourself, do selfie, put it on Facebook, and say, see life. See life. They will begin to think that there is money. And unknown to them back at home that here everybody runs. You are looking at time. You must catch up with the next train. And you will put all your certificates in your pocket and you are running. Everybody's running. May God satisfy you. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. May God satisfy you. 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 Now, I will close now. So if you are a believer, my brothers and sisters, you receive greater glory. Sir, please come, sir. Please come, please come. Please come, my brother, please come. Come. Hello, sir, please come. Could you come? Can we put, stand so that I can round up quickly? Please put 1 Kings, please come, sir. Put 1 Kings chapter 19, 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 15 to 17. Stand here, sir. Please stand here, sir. Somebody say number 1. Say number 2. And say number 3. Now let's quickly read 1 Kings chapter 15. He said, then the Lord said to me, go return on the way of the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, anoint Hazael. So let's assume this is King Hazael. He said, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. Go to verse 16. Go to verse 16. Also anoint Jehu. So let's assume this is Jehu. To be king over Israel. And Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel, Meloha, you shall anoint. So let's assume this is Elisha. Praise the Lord. Please listen. Please listen. Praise the Lord. Now, let me ask us a question. Did he anoint Hazael? No. Did he anoint Jehu? Did he anoint Elisha? No. Now, go to 2 Kings chapter 8. 2 Kings chapter 8. Verses. 2 Kings chapter 8. Verses 11. Please come. This is Elisha. God is not the author of confusion. Elisha is supposed to be answerable to Jehu and Hazael. But in life, he moved from number 3 to become number 1. He became the father to who he's supposed to be his senior in destiny. There are many of us that we're already saying yes sir, to our junior in destiny. So look at, come. Remove your hand from your pocket. Now, this is Hazael. When you read from verse 8, Hazael was serving as a servant under another king. Yet prophecy said he will be a king. There are many of us that we are seated tonight that we are carriers of prophetic utterance. but they are almost dying inside of us. So this is Asa. The king sent Asa to go and meet Elisha. That will I survive this sickness? Now, this is Elisha. When Elisha saw Asa, he looked at him and looked at him and looked at him. And Elisha, Bible says, he was ashamed and he began to cry. Why was he crying? He was saying to himself, in the divine order, this is supposed to be my senior, but he's still a servant. So Asael asked him, he said, man of God, why are you crying? When you get to verse 13, he said, because God told me you shall be a king. Many of us are seated tonight. We don't really understand why God has brought this thing, that it is time to sow. Because we are not yet what he has called us to be. We are far behind who we were created to become. So Elisha looked at him and he became ashamed, because there was no relationship between what God said and the man that he's looking at. I join my faith with your faith tonight. Whatever is pulling you backward, may the Lord rebuke.
Amen.
I can't hear your amen.
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 Amen.
Help me hold your neighbor and say, whatever is pulling you backward, may the Lord rebuke. May the Lord rebuke. May the Lord rebuke. May the Lord rebuke in the name of Jesus. So God, Apostle Paul says something in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 and 10. He said of the apostles, he said, he is the least of, release yourself to be used of God. We are not acting drama. Don't you? Oh my God. Paul said, he is the least of them. He said, because he persecuted them. He said, but thanks be to God that the grace was not in vain. He said, but the grace made him to become the senior of those who are supposed to be senior. He said, the grace was not in vain. Verse 10, he said, but he labored more abundantly than them. When we read that Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, he said something. He said, you will soar with, he said, you will receive wings like the eagle. He said, you will run and not be weary. He said, you will walk and not faint. The question is, there is no alternative to receiving wings like an eagle. Because eagles don't fly, they soar. What's the difference between flying and soaring? When you fly, you flip your wings. You exert energy. But when you soar, you move by the wing. God is taking us as a church to a realm that we will no longer labor for some things.
Amen.
I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
God is taking us to a realm where men will begin to labor for us. God is taking us to a realm where things will begin to happen.
Amen.
And we will not be able to attribute it to flesh.
Amen.
I'm trusting the Lord that this weekend, God will change your place.
Amen.
I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
God will change your place.
Amen.
He will change your story.
Amen.
He will change who you are.
Amen.
Now, take no we close, how far the altitude of a plane is not going to be determined by distance, but by the size of the wings. If it is all this small plane, most likely they may not go beyond 32,000 feet above the sea level. But either they are going from here to America or not, what determines their altitude is the wing that they carry. Now, the Bible says in that Revelation chapter 12, verse 14, it said the woman was given two wings of a great eagle. I join my faith with your faith. More than what you have received, may the Lord empower you. 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 Beginning from now, where others are walking, begin to run. Where others are running, beginning to soar. Where others are walking, begin to run. Where others are running, begin to soar. In the name of Jesus, help me announce to your neighbor, the order is about to change. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Help me announce to your neighbor, the order is about to change. Can you say to your neighbor, the order is about to change? Can you say to your neighbor, the order is about to change? Say, neighbor, in the name of Jesus, the order is about to change. Look at that name and say, beginning from now, you will no longer crawl. Beginning from now, you will no longer run. Beginning from now, the Lord will make you to fly. The Lord will make you to soar. You will soar like an eagle. In the name of Jesus. Now, when you also look at that Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, you see grace at work there. Three things was mentioned. He said you will soar. I mean, your wings like an eagle. He said you will run. He said, and you will walk. So it shows in life that life is in levels. I call it the strolling grace. Somebody said the strolling grace. He said you will walk. I call the second one the sprinting grace. He said you will run. And the last one, the soaring grace. Now, for example, look at it as we close, that even breakthrough in life is in levels. There's a minor breakthrough. There's a major breakthrough. There's a mega breakthrough. Which one do you want? I can't hear you. In John chapter 10, beginning from verse 13. In Joshua chapter 10, beginning from verse 13. The Bible says, Joshua said, the sun should stand still, the moon should stand still. And the Bible says, he said, there was never a day like that before or a day like that after that God hearkened to the voice of a man. A breakthrough that is unparalleled in human history. A breakthrough that will break records in your father's house. This weekend, may the Lord grant you. 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 Lift up your hands and say, Father, can you say it loud and clear? Can you say it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, where others are crawling, where others are running, beginning from now, I receive grace to fly. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and say to God, and say, Father, where others are crawling, where others are running, I receive grace to fly. I receive grace to fly. I receive grace to fly. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and say, Father, I receive grace to fly. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace. grace to fly. I receive grace to soar. In the name of Jesus. I receive grace to soar. In the name of Jesus. I receive grace to soar. In the name of Jesus. Are you praying that prayer? Come on, say it loud and clear. I receive grace to soar. I will no longer struggle. I will no longer crawl. I receive grace to soar. In the name of Jesus. I receive grace to soar. In the name of Jesus. I receive grace to soar. In the name of Jesus. I receive grace to soar. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most holy name we are praying. Somebody say, my Father. Come on, say it loud and clear. Beginning from tonight, concerning my life, I command the order to change. Say, Father, beginning from tonight, in the name of Jesus, I command the order to change. Go ahead and say to God, I declare the order to change. I will no longer crawl. It's time to begin to fly in the name of Jesus. It's time to begin to fly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now, if I can just get, if God can help me to get at least 3 people tonight who will be able to believe God wholeheartedly.